Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Imagine this. A young child just days old lies helpless in a humble hut, their tiny world igniting into chaos. The flames consume everything around them, but somehow they survive. This isn't the start of just any story. It's the beginning of a life tethered to the edge of the unexplainable. Years later, that same child, now grown, encounters something far more chilling, something they cannot escape, even within the walls of their own home. The story you're about to hear is one of trauma, resilience, and the blurred lines between the physical and the supernatural. It's a tale that asks unsettling questions. Are some people more attuned to what we cannot see? Or are these experiences manifestations of something darker, feeding off fear and vulnerability? What begins as faint whispers and fleeting shadows spirals into nights of terror, scratches at the window, violent movements in the dark, and a chilling command that haunts them to this day. Don't open your eyes. Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I've debated sharing this story for years, but every time I tell it, even to myself, it sends a chill down my spine. I hope by putting it into words, I can make sense of what happened to me. Let me start with a little about myself. I'm Cambodian, born in Thailand, and currently living in Minnesota. My life has never been what you'd call ordinary. I've always believed some people can see spirits, but in my case, it feels like more than that. I think it started when I was just 10 days old. You see, when I was a baby, my family's hut in Thailand caught fire. My parents barely got me out alive. I spent the first year of my life in the hospital, burned from the neck down. As if that wasn't enough, I had a severe asthma attack shortly after leaving the hospital, landing me right back there. My mom jokes that I've been bad luck since the day I was born, but sometimes I wonder if there's something to that. One of the strangest things she told me about those early days happened in the hospital. There was another baby in the room with me, one with a rare condition that made his head much larger than normal. One day, completely out of nowhere, his head exploded. My mom said his blood covered me. And just days later, the hut caught fire. I've carried that story with me for years, not knowing what to make of it. But I think, in some way, it ties to what happened later in my life. I didn't really notice anything strange until I was older. Specifically, when I got my first bedroom. Before that, I always shared a room with my little sister. I hated it and begged my parents for my own space. Finally, in seventh grade, they gave me a room. At first, it was perfect. It was my space, my retreat. But by the time summer rolled around, things started to change. It began with scratching. Late at night, I'd hear it coming from the window next to my bed. At first, I thought it was the wind or maybe an animal. I get up to check, but there was never anything there. The scratching didn't stop, though. It became almost nightly. Each time it sounded deliberate, like something or someone was out there, just waiting. By the end of the summer, I couldn't ignore the sound anymore. It wasn't just the wind, it was something else. I kept trying to convince myself it was harmless, but deep down I knew it wasn't. Years went by without much happening, nothing big at least. Then, during the summer of my ninth grade year, things escalated. One night, I was lying in bed trying to fall asleep when I heard the sound of my mattress creaking. It was subtle at first, like someone lightly pressing on it. Then I felt the weight shift, as if someone were climbing onto the bed. I froze. I couldn't move, couldn't breathe. The air felt thick, like it was pressing down on me. My heart was pounding, but I couldn't bring myself to turn around and look. When the weight shifted again, I couldn't take it anymore. I jumped out of bed and turned on the light. Of course, the room was empty. But the feeling, that heavy, oppressive feeling, didn't go away. After that, things just got worse. I started hearing whispers. At first, they were faint, almost like background noise, but over time, they became clearer. I couldn't always make out the words, but they were there, close, like someone was leaning in and speaking directly into my ear. One night, I woke up to my bed being yanked away from the wall. It happened so fast, like someone had grabbed it and pulled with all their strength. Then, just as quickly, it slammed back into place. I didn't sleep at all that night, and the next morning I tried to tell my parents about it, but they didn't believe me. They said I was imagining things, maybe dreaming, but I knew I wasn't. How could I imagine waking up to scratches on my arms, stomach, and back? The cuts were clean, too perfect to be from my nails, and I didn't have any pets that could have done it. Over time, I tried to get used to it. The bed moving, the whispers, the scratches. They became part of my nights. I told myself I was stronger than whatever this was. But deep down, I knew it wasn't over. That's when the voice came. One night, everything changed. I was lying in bed, drifting off when I heard it. A voice, low and close, like someone was right next to me. It whispered, "Don't open your eyes." My whole body froze. I couldn't move, couldn't even breathe. The voice came again, more insistent this time. "Don't open your eyes." I felt the air around me grow colder, heavy, like I was being suffocated by something I couldn't see. Despite the voice's warning, I managed to crack my eyes open just a little. What I saw still haunts me. Everything around me was white, blinding, endless white. And then the hands appeared. Dozens of them reaching out from the void surrounding my face. They weren't just close, they were on me, their fingers brushing against my skin. Then the voice came back, louder this time, yelling directly into my ear, "Don't open your eyes!" It wasn't a suggestion, it was a command. I panicked, my body wouldn't move, but my mind was screaming for me to fight back. Somehow, I managed to lift my arms and started swinging wildly, trying to push the hands away. The voice kept shouting over and over, don't open your eyes. Finally, with everything I had, I sat up, and it was morning. The light from the window felt like salvation. My blanket was on the floor near the door, my clothes were soaked with sweat, and my pillow was drenched. I sat there for what felt like hours, trying to make sense of what had just happened. That was it for me. I went downstairs and told my parents I couldn't sleep in that room anymore. I didn't care if they believed me or not. I wasn't going back. They let me switch to another room, and for a while, things were quiet. But even though I wasn't sleeping in that room, I couldn't escape it. At night, I'd pass by the door on my way to the bathroom or downstairs, and I'd feel it. A presence watching, waiting. I started closing the door whenever I passed it, but by morning, it would always be open again. I thought maybe my family was messing with me, but they swore they weren't. Finally, I locked the door before going to bed. The next morning, it was open, and after that, I stopped trying. I left the door open and avoided the room as much as I could. My grandpa eventually moved into that room. He's a Buddhist and blessed the space before moving in. He says he hasn't experienced anything strange, and I believe him, but I still can't shake the feeling that the room is waiting for me. Even now, years later, I can't go near it. My experiences followed me to the new room, but that's another story. A part two, if you will. Still, no matter how far I try to get from that room, it's always with me. I can't help but wonder, was it the room or was it me? Thank you for reading, Tony. I hope this story finds a place in your show. Sincerely, Sam. Stories like this remind us how fragile our understanding of the world really is. What we just heard wasn't just a ghost story. It was an account of a life steeped in trauma, resilience, and a lingering sense that something beyond explanation might be at work. Psychologically speaking, we could consider that these experiences stemmed from Sam's early life trauma. Sam's survival against incredible odds, the physical and emotional scars of childhood, might have created a heightened sensitivity to fear and stress. Sleep paralysis could explain some of the more vivid episodes, the immobility, the voices, even the hands, but it doesn't account for everything. And then there's the room itself. Could it have been a manifestation of something darker? Perhaps the traumatic energy of early experiences clung to Sam, creating a vulnerability that something otherworldly could exploit. Or maybe it wasn't Sam at all. Maybe that room had a history. One will never fully know. But here's the question that lingers. Why did the activity seem to stop when their Buddhist grandfather moved in? Was it his blessing of the space that silenced the presence, or did the entity simply choose to go dormant? And if that's the case, is it truly gone or just waiting? Whether we attribute these events to the mind or the supernatural, they leave us with the same unsettling truth. Some places and some experiences stick with you long after you've left them behind. What do you think? Trauma, spirits, or something else entirely? One thing's for sure, this story will have me thinking twice the next time I hear a scratch at my window. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay curious and stay safe.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got.
Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.